Brad, we are so honored to have in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning, Frank Quinn, Bloomfield High School music director. Frank, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing very well. Doing very well.
Well, getting ready for the first musical production at Bloomfield High in almost 20 years. How about telling our audience about that?
Yes, it's our first production in almost 20 years. We are doing the musical Annie, and the kids are very excited. We have about 50 students involved.
Wow.
We have high support. This has been a long time in the making.
You know, one thing about Bloomfield High School, Frank, you know it
yes.
as well as I do, that the school is one of the tops now in the state of Connecticut, and all the different things that are being brought to the students are just incredible. And after 20 years to have
yes.
a musical like Annie is just incredible. This is going to be Thursday, March 15th through Saturday, March the 17th, right?
Yes, it'll be this week, which it starts the 15th and 16th, starts at 7 p.m., which is this Thursday and Friday. And on the 17th is our matinee, which is this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Bloomfield High School in the auditorium.
And as I understand it, you have students from a number of schools, Frank.
Yes, we have students from the high school as well as Carmen A. Race at the middle school and at the intermediate school participating. So it's a whole district event. Again, community has been involved. The parents have been involved. Again, just having so much support. This started back, actually, I want to say 3 years ago when we went down to D.C., and we actually visited Lincoln Center as a music trip. And it was amazing that they asked us how many students have actually went to Broadway, and none of our students raised their hand, not one student.
Wow.
So I saw a hole that we needed to be filled here in the district. And the next following year, we raised money, and we went to see a Broadway musical. We saw Aladdin on Broadway. And it sparked something in the students to want to do this. So we continued. Just even last year, we had alumni come in and speak to the students. We had Anika Nani Rose come in to speak to the students. She'd been on Broadway herself doing Dreamgirls. And then this past winter, we just had Jamie Lincoln Smith, which is another alumni at Bloomfield that's been on Broadway. And he spoke to the students. And we continued the ball rolling. And here we are getting ready to do our first musical.
Well, you know, Frank, this is why Dan and I wanted to do this. And my friends, I want to give you the telephone number that you can get tickets. Now, again, March 15th at 7 o'clock, March 16th at 7 o'clock, and March the 17th at 2 p.m. Here
yeah.
is the telephone number for yeah. Tickets, 860-286-2630. 860-286-2630. And the reason we wanted to do this, Frank, is, you know, these young people and yourself, you don't get that much publicity out there in our community, this is what we believe in. And I'll tell you something right now, Bloomfield High School, one of the top schools right now in the state because of
yes,
what all of you do.
Thank you.
Frank, talk about the music department because it is recognized. Talk a bit about the music department at Bloomfield High School.
Well, I've been at the music department. I'm the music coordinator at the music department. I've been doing it for my fifth year now. When I started, there was about 27 kids in the band. About 10 kids in the choir. Now we have myself and the choir director, Aubrey Bowman, we have 120 in the choir
wow.
and 16 in the band. So we continue to grow the program. We have several choirs. We have several bands. We now have a musical. We take trips where we have won awards in D.C. and Virginia Beach, and we're getting ready to go to Hershey Park in May as well. So the program continues to grow as long as we continue to have support, and we do. We have a lot of talented students. We have students perform on Hartford stage. We continue to have students go off to college and continue to perform. We have a student right now performing at Howard University in the gospel choir, and as well as in UConn and WestConn as well. So we continue to grow as a department, and we hope to continue as well throughout the future.
Well, you know, Frank, this is the reason that we want to get this out to the people that listen to us, because so much of this is missed. And this is a part of the whole community. And when you can start with nothing and you can build to what you have today, I mean, this is just incredible. And this says something for Bloomfield High School.
It does. Yes, it does. And again, I would say it's not just community, it's community. It's a strong vision from Dr. Thompson, our superintendent, his staff. A lot of staff support. We have staff that are musically talented and artistically talented that always help and volunteer. It's a helping hand from everyone in the district and as well as the community of Bloomfield. And I can't be more proud.
Frank, explain what it's like putting together, producing a musical, particularly the first one in nearly 20 years.
Oh, wow. There's a whole lot to it. As we get the license for it, as we start to see it form, because, like, again, a lot of the students, it's hard to see it form, you know? So what happens is a lot of students kind of come together, they're excited about doing it, and then we start to memorize lines, and the students start to build their characters and the story and start to understand the story of it. Then the students start seeing the set being built. So we have a lot of donations from a lot of local businesses and parents and the churches around the community started to help build the set and started to bring costuming in. I know that a lot of the parents also helped donate and prepare meals for the students. So there's a lot of long hours. Just in the last 2 weeks, we started to actually see it come to fruition. The set design, the sound, the music, starting today, we're starting to have the pit orchestra come in, where we have members from all over, like some retired musicians and some professional musicians come in.
Wow.
And play the music.
That's great.
So it's going to be a huge production, and it's starting to come together, and it looks amazing. I mean, the set looks absolutely amazing.
So again, my friends, Bloomfield High School, the auditorium, Thursday, the 15th, this Thursday, through Saturday, the 17th, and March 17th at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Wow.
But again, to get your tickets, all you have to do is call 860-286-2630. And the March 15th, the opening show is at 7 o'clock, the 16th at 7, and March 17th, at 2 in the afternoon.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, that's terrific. Well, Frank, good luck. And it's going to be quite a week for Bloomfield High School and for the music department and the production of Annie. And we hope you get a big turnout.
I think so. We have a lot of pre-sale tickets so far, and they continue. So please get your tickets soon. Sooner than later, if they're starting to fill up.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you called us, and I'm glad that we had the time to put you on. It's so important that the people know what's happening in our schools, and it's amazing what Bloomfield High School has done in the last 15 years. It's just an incredible story in itself. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support, Brad and Dan.
Thank you, Frank. You take care now.